Good morning. With us on a Friday, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. Always great to talk to you. Boy, do you work hard. What with the Capitol Connection, the Legislative Gazette, being on the air every morning. I mean, it's just all too much to understand how one man could do all that work.
Well, you're the first one in the building. You beat me many days in the morning. Are you kidding me? Stop it. All right. Well, let's go to the work that we do each day. And, of course, the news yesterday about State Senate Leader Dean Skelos. He says he'll cooperate with authorities following the New York Times report that prosecutors are investigating him and his son, Adam, looking into whether Long Island Republican influenced Nassau County's decision to give a stormwater treatment contract to an Arizona company that hired his son. Times reporting this morning, too, that they're likely a review of Nassau County and their contracting.
Yeah, Nassau County officials say, the county exec and others say, that they are not targets here. It may well be that everybody's being called on to give information before the grand jury. There's a question as to whether Adam Skelos, who got $20,000 at one point, did anything for that. That has been raised. You would think that the better part of a father's wisdom, a son's wisdom, would be that you don't get involved in this kind of thing, even if it skates close to the line and you're convinced that it's not over the line. So you just have to scratch your head and say, what's going on here? Why do people behave that way? And the answer, the inevitable answer, is because they can. And there's always been a question of whether they will in the future based on what Barrar is doing now. That, I think, is the whole point here.
Into some of this, the story about the New York Board of Elections this morning, Alan, split along party lines on closing the so-called LLC loophole in campaign finance rules, leaving it intact. And the board now treats LLCs as individuals who can give up to $60,800 to a statewide candidate.
As I read the story this morning, the Democratic commissioners, it's four people, and inevitably there's a split between the two Republicans and the two Democrats in this case. As I read the story, it would appear that the Republicans are voting against the LLCs. It seems to be the way that it goes, on the basis that people have to be allowed to give the money that they want to, and that if there's going to be a change in the LLC rule, it has to come from the legislature and not from the Board of Elections. However, the two Democratic members of the board voted for the new restriction on the LLCs.
Here's a scary opening line from the New York Times, Alan. President Vladimir Putin of Russia has added new chilling nuclear threats to his aggression in Ukraine, where 6,000 people have been killed in a war with Russian-backed separatists. Putin wants to expand his country's influence and standing, but his alarming behavior has estranged Russia from most other major powers, damaged its economy, and narrowed its future options.
Well, as long as Putin continues to enjoy the sort of nationalistic fervor that he's whipped up, he's going to keep doing this. It keeps him in power. The fact that people are suffering doesn't seem to be nearly as important to him as being there. So he will continue that. Now we see the threat of Russian bikers riding through Poland, making the skin crawl of the Polish folks, because they're now worried that what happened in Ukraine is going to happen with them. And it has long been predicted that that kind of thing might happen. If you're waving the nuclear bomb and NATO is pledged to defend Poland and other countries like it, we are back right in the middle of the Cold War. And if that starts to happen and you have a guy with his finger on the button who is skittish, you could really have a major problem.